Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. Hope you're having a good start to your Monday. It's the 17th day of October, 2022. Well, in the overnight hours, not exactly as clean of a cold front as we'd like to see, but it's certainly the strongest yet of the fall season, and it slipped through the area about 5 to 6 p.m. last evening. It came through before the showers and thunderstorms started, so we got that wedge of cooler air at the surface coming in, and then in the overnight hours, an upper-level disturbance, at least a good chunk of it, has gone overhead. We saw some showers and thunderstorms, mostly just some periods of heavier rain. According to the LCRA Hydromet, northern parts of Travis, southern Williamson County, extending over toward Elgin and maybe toward Lexington as well over in parts of Lee County, upwards of up to 2 to 3 inches of rain recorded. Meanwhile, you go south, places like Mustang Ridge down to the south of the airport in extreme southern Travis County and northern parts of Caldwell County, western parts of Bastrop County. Folks, I saw rainfall of less than a quarter inch, at least earlier this morning. We may have added a little bit since then, but for the most part, a beneficial rain for all. We'd like to see a little bit more of the 2 to 3 inch stuff area-wide, but we didn't get it. Now, part of the upper level low is still to the west, and at mid-morning, I'm still seeing some light rain showers over from Fredericksburg up to San Saba and eastward to Fort Hood and back down to around Lago Vista. So we're going to see the light rain pick back up here in the Austin area as we go through the morning. I do see this whole system clearing out of the area, though, by late afternoon into the evening hours. Rain shower activity and light rain will dissipate as the day goes along, and then the clouds will break tonight. Folks, we get back to sunshine. And with clear skies, we're going to see the temperatures cool down, probably down in the lower 50s tonight. I think tomorrow night under a clear sky and a lightning kind of north and northeasterly wind, winds will lighten up quite a bit. We're going to see mid and upper 30s in some of the outlying areas tomorrow night and probably lower 40s or between 40 and 45 here in the city of Austin proper. The sunshine continues. We begin a pretty good stout warm-up as we get toward the latter part of the week as well. By the time we get to Friday and Saturday, daytime high temperatures in the upper 80s, approaching 90 degrees once again. Looks like another low-pressure storm system just beyond the seven-day forecast with another cold frontal passage. That would come in here sometime probably next Monday or so. But once we get past today's rain, for the next 7 days, it looks dry for Austin and for South Central Texas. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 17th day of October, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts as well as my 7 day forecast. You find that on the website. I'll do that again on Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good Monday.